Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
We got a guy here who needs some train counseling.
Let's hear it.
Let's see. Oh, I can say his name. And he's listening right now. He just got off work. Let's see. I'm between a rock and a hard place. This is Anthony. I found out my girlfriend, now ex-girlfriend, was sleeping with her best friend, a dude.
Don't you hate that her best friend was a dude? Not that you can't have friends that are guys or girls, but that's just, you know, red flag.
Okay. I'm still living with her because she helps with my son. I get him every other weekend. She fetches him on Friday. I work overnights, and then she takes him back to mom on Sunday. If I move out, I will have to find another job that doesn't pay what I get now. Or if I stay, I will get to see him and keep my job.
Oh, my God.
I just don't know what to do with this issue. I'm hoping you have words of wisdom.
Yeah, I don't know what your financial situation is, so that's a tough part here, but you got to kick her out. You don't want her in the house when she's banging your...
Yeah, who owns the house?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And if you're cohabitating, can you bring in other chicks and bang them? Because I assume she's banging this dude.
Well, that's also true, but I also think that maybe... It sounds like his ex-wife might be a bitch, too, because why can't they just work it out where I will pick the kid up once I'm off work and drop him off a little earlier so I can go to work?
Oh, yeah, the baby mama.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there could be legitimate reasons.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We're picking on Leslie Visser. Let's pick on the ex here.
Or she could be inflexible.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. If you want him, these are the hours, you know.
Well, he didn't sound very flexible either because he has to
work
overnight.
No, I know that. I know that.
Yeah, and maybe she is dealing with the same kind of inflexibility.
Possibly.
We don't know.
No, she's a bitch. I can already tell.
Yeah. That must be it.
I can tell.
That must be it.
He knows people.
He doesn't detail us on the baby mama situation.
Yeah, we need details on that. Why can't you maybe a couple hours, I mean, the overnight shift, pick up the kid a little later, shift, and then drop him off a little earlier to, you know.
Boy, that's a tough one, though.
Oh, the other part.
Yeah, nothing's more important than the kid.
No.
Right? And you don't want to take a pay cut.
And you don't want to take a pay cut.
Or
sounds like
a
significant pay cut.
Yeah.
It's just a hassle change of jobs.
That, too.
Even if it's just a lateral move. Even if you're making just as much money, it's a pain in the ass to change jobs.
Yeah, but how you just can't keep her around forever to do this for you. It's a kid. And she's banging somebody else.
Yeah. And how big is
the
house?
How long is she going to be willing to do this?
Yeah, that's true.
Is a question.
Yeah, we're tossing him out there because he just got off work. I said, well, we'll deal with it when you can answer questions, because we're going to have questions.
Did you suspect her banging that dude before she told you, or you catch her? I want to find out more details on that, too. You know,
I'm guessing he's suspected.
All right. And did you, because if the friend wasn't gay, and he obviously wasn't, he wanted to get in her pants. Hate to say that, but guys like to get in girls' pants when they're straight.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
He was plotting the whole time.
He doesn't treat you the way I would. I bet you that came out of that guy's mouth.
I can't believe he did that to you.
I can't believe he did that to you. Right.
I never do that.
That douchebag. Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, I don't know what to tell the guy, except for we need more details. It sounds like the question he wants us to answer basically is, should I let her stay in the house forever while she takes care of, picks up my kid? Like, she's my Uber driver for the kid twice a weekend. But she should be sitting on the couch banging some other dude.
But it sounds like she helps out
Good
with
point.
The kid.
What are you, Todd?
Yeah.
Oh, she was picking the kid up, he said. I mean, we got a kid in the office. Nick, when Nick leaves there at 10, nobody sees that kid until the next morning.
No, he doesn't need any rides.
No. He's not going anywhere.
Right, he's not going anywhere.
We don't put him in school.
Nick, you actually looked over there, too. I love that. You actually acted there.
He's here.
I looked up at the screen, yeah. And Nick's looks. He's looking over.
He does.
He's looking over at a blank space and saying.
Well, we assume it's blank.
Maybe the kid does exist.
Maybe Nick sees something that we don't.
I'm waiting for some mangy kid to pop out like from under this desk with like his hair matted to his side, holding like an empty soup can.
Well, we haven't had a haircut for him.
He combs his hair.
That's what Craig looks like when he's in there.
Yeah. I think Nick's just going crazy in that office, man. So
I picture a young Craig.
Nick is, hey, Craig is getting his vaccine here. So then 3 or 4 weeks after that, and then a couple weeks after that, you'll be back in the studio. Whatever how this nice. Works.
And back in here a couple weeks after that.
We prefer you in the office there, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know about the dude. I feel bad for the guy, but I don't think you hang out with her and keep her around. You have to just try to find other arrangements. You know, find other arrangements. Do you have family or friends, anybody in the area that can do that for
I'm
you?
I'm guessing the answer's no.
We don't know.
I'm guessing he's thought of these things.
Okay, then here's the question. He wants our advice. No, don't have her in the house just for that. Yeah, no way.
You got to have the kid, though.
No way.
You got to have the kid.
We don't know what he's worked out with that, though.
I know, according to what he said.
Okay.
She's the one.
Then get another job, because you don't want that chick around. You do not want that chick around. She already banged somebody else behind your back, and now she's banging them, and you're letting her live there.
And she's just giving the kid a ride?
Exactly, just a ride.
A lot of these schools have, like, Facebook groups of parents that he could, like, get on and see if there's anybody he could carpool
they
with
do.
Or something.
They do.
It's,
yeah, something,
it's more than it's school. Something, it's something, getting the kid back to mom at the end.
Don't let her live there. Don't let her live there. It's about your happiness, dude. And you're obviously not going to be happy with her sitting there.
Now, somebody
and
obviously,
but he might not be happy with a job paying significantly less.
Somebody
either.
Stays with the kid while he's working on Friday night.
Well, he heard all the questions, so, yeah. Let us know.
So she must be staying with the kid on Friday night until he gets off work. And she's banging that other dude.
Oh, of course she is. She's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the couch, too. Don't black like that couch.
It's dirty tramp.
Whore. You want our advice? We can turn this around real quickly. Hopefully she's not a listener.
And we did.
She'd be bumming at us, Hey, guys, I like the show, too. Sorry, man.
Sorry.
You're cool. Why'd you leave him then?
What should I do? Yeah. I'm babysitting this kid. I'm cheating on the dad.
Well, she's not cheating anymore because they're officially exes.
Yeah.
It's the next email.
Yeah, that is the next email. What should I do? Did he give us details about how he caught her?
Oh, he says he's suspected.
Got it.
But there's more to it. He could move out, but he'd have to find another job and pay as well so he can hang around.
She picks up his kid from the baby mama on the weekends.
Right, on Fridays, and then delivers him back home on Sunday.
Yeah, we need more details then. So what do you say?
Here's what you got. I work 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday. He's an overnight guy.
All right.
The baby mama, inflexible.
That's it. I knew that was going to happen.
And all the questions
we had. Inflexible because she's a bitch or because she can't, benefit of the doubt like Craig was trying to do with this woman, or because she's got to work? I'm guessing bitch. Next.
Yeah, that's the most likely.
Yeah.
Oh, about banging her friend. I suspected, but I was not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
She owns the house, but says I can stay if I pay half the bills. Here's the weird part. We sleep in the same bed, even though we're broke up. We can coexist on days. Some days it's a different story.
Does the new boyfriend like his lady sleeping in bed with her ex?
Probably not.
Jesus.
Well, here's a factor. I have money to get my own place. As far as bringing somebody back to bang, that is a no-go. Well, that's a deal breaker for me.
But it's her house? You're gonna...
Yeah. But he can get his own place. He can afford to get his own place.
All right.
That's the ticket then.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah, but it's still the kid. The kid is top priority
here. Said that yet. What can you do with the
kid?
You
gotta hire a sitter or something.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, she watches the kid while he sleeps.
And goes to get the kid on Friday and takes the kid back on Sunday.
The kid's obviously not in school. This is still not. You're still not
No. The kid could be in school.
You're still not living. You're still not living with this girl. You've got to do anything possible to keep the kid and get out of that situation. Anything possible.
Because he only has the kid every other weekend.
Right. And Tyler's right, and the guy agrees with you, and he's saying, "What is possible here?
Get out.
That's not possible."
They don't sleep in the same bed unless you can take care of that.
Yeah, half the fun of being broken up is banging other people.
Thank you. I'd say probably all the fun.
Yeah, probably more than half.
Yeah, I would say way more than half.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's horrible to live in that situation. It's her house, too, so he's basically her bitch. You know?
Yeah, if you've got money for a new place.
Get out, do anything. Find a roommate. I mean, whatever you got to do to get out of that situation.
Yeah, he's got to stop relying on her.
Yes, yes.
There's got to be somebody else.
I mean, obviously, don't lose the kid. Keep the kid. Do
what
you
can help him in that situation.
It's obviously just recently happened, right?
Evidently.
Okay. I'm sleeping with this other guy, but you can still sleep with me? I know that's
stuck to the tape.
Okay, now shut up. I'm banging. I'm banging this other guy.
Well, that's a relief.
Just letting you guys know that. I'm banging this other guy, but you can still sleep in my bed.
Yeah, if you're the new boyfriend, don't you have a problem with that setup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, this is going to be, if there's alcohol involved ever, something's going to happen.
Well, the new guy might not be a boyfriend.
He might not.
Be a dude she's banging.
Yeah, but he's still going to be bummed because she's still with her ex.
Yeah, could just be.
Not if they're just banging and he's getting some of that every now and then when he feels like it.
Yeah. If he's a best friend with benefits and they're not necessarily boyfriend-girlfriend.
Well, it's obviously enough to break these two up, you know, because he wants out.
Right.
Well, if he wants out, you got to get out of the bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, you're right. I mean,
step one, get out of the bed.
Just go to the couch. Do something and get out of the bed. Right. Yeah,
at least create space inside the house so you can get out of the house.
Yeah. I mean, your boner's right there. It's right there.
I mean, if you own
that house. That's stuck to the tape, too.
It's right there.
I mean, if I own the house, I would tell her, get to the
get
couch.
Get the hell out.
But he's not in that position.
No, he goes to the couch now, right, yeah.
No, he doesn't. He goes to the bed.
No, he needs to go to the couch.
Yeah, or at least throw a sleeping bag in the basement or something. Get out of the bed.
That sounds attractive. Laying on the floor of an unfinished basement with a sleeping bag.
Well, you're not sleeping next to that bitch.
Nick's right there. Sorry, when you get these emails, you always give backstories to them. We assume she's a total bitch. Right. Now we need her side.
Sounds like she is.
Yeah, totally. Sounds like she wants half the rent paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. I'll pick your kid up on the weekend. She gets half her rent paid. You know, or a mortgage, I should say, if she's buying the place.
Yeah, this other dude's going to have to pay for that.
Right.
Well, he just wants to bang her. He doesn't want to have to go.
We don't know about the other dude. Yeah.
Not just half the rent. Half the bill. So, cable.
Right.
Electricity.
Yeah, but he. Yeah,
Netflix.
Not the cable he wants to give her, though.
He should just turn on movies about cheating whores when he goes to work. So they're playing while she wakes up.
What is the Cheating Horse channel? you can't go to Lifetime for that.
I think you leave a post-it note. Make sure you pick up my kid Friday night, you cheating whore.
That's a bad man channel.
All right.
We're out of toothpaste. Also, you're banging another dude.
On every note. Yeah. I'm the story. You need anything? Yes. Toothpaste, deodorant, and you're banging another dude. Relationships are tough, man.
all kinds of complicated.
Yeah. But you're right. More than half the fun of actually breaking up is you get to sleep with somebody else.
Yeah. I need bread, and I also need you to stop writing your best friend.
Writing them. Right.
You paint a vivid picture, Nick. Appreciate that.
No, when I saw that, as far as bringing somebody home to bang is a no-go.
Yeah.
Wow. You got to get out of the situation.
Right. He brings you to the same bed. Scoot over, honey. I got somebody I'm going to bang right here.
He's working overnight.
Yeah, but it sounds like he said they share the same bed. You're right, though. There's a point where he's in a bed by himself.
Right.
But he did say in that email that they do stay in they sleep in the same bed, so maybe he gets home from work, she's still sleeping.
Yeah, he didn't say at the same time.
Good point.
It seemed like it.
There has to be. There's probably some overlap.
Yeah, there's definitely overlap. Yeah. I'd be eating everything I can to make myself fart, and I would just destroy
it. You do that anyway.
I do, but see, I live with my wife.
Yeah, but see.
I would be Dutch ovening that ex every night.
Just farting on her pillow.
But at some point, if she wants you to leave, then you have lost the reason you're there.
Right.
So he can't necessarily do that.
Well, he has no leverage if it's her place.
No, he really doesn't.
Except we don't know what leverage he has.
He's got money to move out, he said.
Yeah, maybe she needs his half of the rent.
Yeah, she wants him to stay. That's what I was trying to say, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe he needs someone to fetch the kid and take him back.
Right.
Well, she should have thought about that before she pounced on
this
that
dude. This is not sustainable. That's the thing. The way it is now is not sustainable. Something has to change. Because that is not a healthy place
You're
for
right.
anybody to be involved.
You can't keep this
so he
up.
Just can't keep that up. He's got to figure out a way.
Yeah, plan an exit.
Right, for his own mental health.
Yeah. Do you think he ever just leans his hip over in the sheets like we all do?
Here's some more.
And she goes, nope.
They're not dating. He's just a douche who's banging my ax.
There you go.
I don't have family or friends that are close or are willing to help. There's a whole other story to the other guy that I don't want to start in.
Yeah.
I want to discuss someone's past. Trust me, names get dropped under my breath when I walk by or walk out of the room.
Kind of quietly, but not really.
Sounds like he's in a tough spot. Yeah, I want to know if they're in the bed at the same time.
Well, it did sound like there's some overlap.
Most of the time, I bet not.
But he said we sleep in the same bed. That's how he said it.
Yeah.
He didn't say we sleep separate in the same bed because...
Hey, they're most likely sharing a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I leave the door open while I'm pooping. Every night.
Just get a magazine and waft it all out there. How you like that?
Yep. Yeah. I leave the door open year round.
Says the guy who used to do that at work.
That's right, he did.
That was so awkward. And thank you for not doing that anymore.
You did.
Oh. Yeah, I got a little too comfortable. Thought it was home.
Well, why would you do that at home?
Well, they have an open. You have an open air bathroom now. Your place. That's kind of. You're kind of just going to poop, right?
Oh, upstairs.
Yeah.
But downstairs, I'll still leave the door open. Especially if I'm by myself.
Yeah, all by myself, yeah. I do. Yeah, for
and then,
sure.
And then Christy will come through the garage and say, shut the door.
Well, don't you want to trap the smell in the bathroom?
No.
Oh, I've done that, too.
No.
See, the way our main floor bathroom, the little half bath,
right.
If I were to be sitting on the toilet with the door open, I would be looking right at the front door and the windows that surround the front door.
My problem in the new house is the bathroom I use out by the kitchen when I have to go, the dog, if I'm there in there, the dog wants in. So I leave the door cracked because it just comes in and just lays on the floor for some reason. Must enjoy the smell. But she'll do it every time, and then I'm there pooping with the door open and somebody just walks by. Shut the door. Chloe wanted to be in here.
Yeah, there's a high probability of me making eye contact with the Amazon guy if I did that. And I don't want that.
You need to see. Good luck, bud. You follow up on that, too, by the way. But obviously, it's not sustainable. You got to figure something out. That is not a healthy way to live.
No, it's not good for the kid either.
No.
He's back. He says, I have leverage. If I'm not here, she doesn't have a place to live.
So she's giving him a guilt trip, I bet.
Yep.
Well, then have a little something once in a while.
She does need it.
Yeah.
And as far as the bed goes, there's about an hour of overlap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
Overlap these nuts.
Yeah, he needs to get some then if he's going to pay half the rent.
Well, if she needs him to live there, she should have thought about that before she was
banging
this dude.
Right, near the dude, right?
Like, that's not his problem.
No. Well, we had great suggestions. Dutch oven, fart, poop with the door open, kick the whore out, but it's her place. We're not really helping at all. Except
not at all.
Just get out. Find a way to get out. And don't feel guilty that she can't pay half her stuff.
No, she's not your problem anymore.
The ex-boyfriend, she ain't your problem anymore.
She doesn't get to bang that douche and take your half of the rent.
Nope. That's not a good plan.
Yeah, does she bang that douche in the bed he sleeps in?
Great question, dude. Listen to that one, because that's some stank you don't want. Other guy's sweaty ass in your bed.
Yeah, you don't want to lay down on his taint trails.
I mean, why can't you set it up?
I love that children's book, Taint Trails. I love that. Yeah.
Can't it just be a roommate situation, and he pays half the bills, and in exchange, he fetches the kid?
If he's still emotionally connected to her, it's not a good situation. He still might like her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A roommate situation, you can move in, and they're roommates to begin with, then there's no emotional ties. But I guarantee he's got some feelings for her still.
Yeah, if he's muttering under his breath, there's some feelings.
Right, like whore, bitch, that kind of stuff.
It doesn't sound like
I only call you whore because I love you, that kind of stuff, Craig?
I guess.
You've always said that to us.
And he's probably not up for an arrangement where they're boyfriend or girlfriend, but she gets a side douche.
I do want to know about the taint trail, so good point. Yeah, she's...
Sounds like she tried to propose that situation, Todd, but he wasn't down for it. No.
No, I don't think she made a proposal.
No,
she just started banging.
She tried to do it in her own head.
How long they been together?
That I don't know.
Yeah, that's a big question too.
Is she hot?
I always ask that, but you know.
No, you didn't.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Hey, he's attracted to her, you know.
That's or up was to, at that, one point.
That's up to him.
She's ugly on the inside now.
Yep. Yeah.
And she's ugly on the outside. He's definitely got to get rid of her. you teed me up for that. I had to go there, and I apologize.
He doesn't.
That joke was written for me. I just read it.
Nice job sticking to the script.
Exactly.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.